Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 285. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Hugh Bear Dad.
It's Hugh Bear Dad.
Hugh Bear Dad. No, that's Ray. What's up?
It's the Ray. Oh, nothing much. How are you?
Doing just fine. Just because they're watching, you know, our Monday night TV show.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll talk about it later.
There was no Matt Parkin this weekend. There was no naked Matt Parkman. I said Mark last week. I screwed up again. Yeah, we just finished watching Heroes and kind of disappointed because there was no Matt Parkman. There was no Glenn Grunberg. Anyway,
I'm sure they'll bring him back next week.
Yeah, so it's going to be an episode full of him. I hope so. Okay, so let's talk about Heroes later. But right now we have to do some business here. Contest. We still have the Amber Benson signed book.
Mm-hmm. That's right, the Amber Benson book.
Yeah, we still haven't received any.
Have we got any entries yet?
No, we haven't. You know what? I kind of screwed up because the email. What? I haven't. Maybe people have been sending emails. I may have screwed up because I haven't created the forwarding email for that for raffle@bearpodcast.com. So it's my fault. People may have been sending their emails already, but I honestly just screwed up, so sorry guys. Okay, so if you sent your entries already, please send them again to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Amber Benson. So it's actually a raffle for her signed book. It's a signed autographed book by Amber Benson. It's her new
That's
book.
Right.
It's Death's Daughter. Yeah.
Death's Daughter, which I just got through reading, and we can talk about that later, too.
Oh, really? I haven't read it yet. I'm really lazy. Yeah, so
yes.
How do you like it so far? It's good? It's really good?
It's a good book.
It's a good
book. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about it later. Okay. Send your emails. And if any of you guys don't know, Amber Benson played Tara in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. If you're gonna send an entry, an email, put in a quote from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, something that Buffy would say, or what would Tara would say, anything, just or tell me about how much you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So yeah, email us raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Amber Benson. Okay. So right now we're going to talk to Brian from where is he from? Is he from California?
I think so. He's from LA.
From LA, okay. Yeah, and yeah. We're going to talk about his new venture, his website. I don't know if it may have been around for a long time, but yeah, it's Bear Buzz. So stick around and enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt.
Yeah.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof! What a bear.
I said, did y'all catch Mickey Mouse doing Goofy?
You know, I didn't even see Mickey Mouse.
What? You're at the Magic Kingdom.
You went to Magic Kingdom. You didn't see? You didn't? Oh.
I didn't even see him.
Oh, that's right. But anyway, before we go on, yeah, let's introduce our guest here. Yes, we would like to welcome Brian from, are you in LA? You're based in LA, right?
I'm in Central Orange County, South Orange County. So I'm probably exactly halfway between LA and San Diego.
I see, okay. So
you're an Orange County Bear wife?
I'm Orange County Bear. I'm inland from Laguna Beach about 10 minutes.
Mm,
okay.
That is so nice.
Laguna Beach is our closest beach.
Okay. So do you always go to the beach? It's a place you hang out all the time?
We do, once in a while. Not as often as we probably could.
Yeah.
Should, but...
You can actually put that in your Bear411 profile, you know, like what do you like doing, like long walks at the beach, stuff like that. So you can actually say that. Okay, so this weekend, or last weekend, was Gay Days in this.
It was.
Yeah. Wow.
It was. We went Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday was a full day for us. And my partner and I have annual passes to Disneyland, so we go quite a bit. It's actually where we met, so it's kind of...
that is so nice. Awesome.
So, but, you know, we'll only go for a few hours because we don't really, you know, need to get the full tourist experience in. But Saturday, we got to the park at 7:30 a.m., and we didn't leave until midnight.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we were tired the next day.
That is so nice. So how many all went in your group?
Our group, we ended up with a group of about 6 or 8 people. And what the way it usually works is we just went with ourselves and just kind of ran into people during the day. So we would, you know, find friends here and there, and a lot of text messaging and seeing where people are. And sometimes we'd split off from a group and join a different group.
Mm-hmm.
And ride some rides or, you know, hang out.
Oh, that's right. I saw the pictures there. There's a lot of you guys. Wow. All wearing red. Has to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wears red shirt, so they can know that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bear event. It's just a gay event.
It's a gay event. So there's a lot of others who are... Or yeah. Not in the group, or else you're wearing green.
Right. And if you're a straight man and you wear a red shirt that day, you're just kind of screwed.
Yeah, you usually end up buying a green shirt at the store.
You spend $50 on that one green T-shirt so you don't look like everybody else.
Exactly.
I bet by now they would have known that, you know, that...
Oh, no.
No, they know. Many don't know, I guess.
Straight guys are clueless and stupid.
Do they have a big sign saying, hey, it's gay day? So
No, they don't.
It's an underground thing. Just hush.
It's not officially sponsored by Disneyland.
Yeah.
But they do have a hospitality suite in the ballroom of the hotel where you can go, and they have sponsors there. They have a flyer that has the various events that you can attend. And the Bears have quite a few things going on during the day. There's a lunch at the Hungry Bear restaurant.
Oh, the Hungry Bear.
The Hungry Bear, yeah. I don't know
nice
why they chose that restaurant.
I think they just chose it, I bet, because of the name, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, I think most of the people think that there's better food in the park, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. Hungry Bear. True. That is so nice. So I remember, I don't know if Mike, Sluggo Bear, joined you guys, because he usually goes to... Disneyland all the time, but I don't know if you know him, but there's always a rule that if you're in a big group like that, if you do not respond in 10 minutes, or if you don't go, then everybody's gotta go, because you end up waiting, and
that's one of my big pet peeves. Yeah, when you're in a large group, if you're in a group more than 8 people,
mm-hmm.
8 people is kind of the limit, then you end up, you know, getting off of a ride, and then everybody sort of stands around and stares at each other for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just move on or do something.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can decide what to do next. And,
yeah.
You know, that happens.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So what rides did you ride?
Well, the reason we went this so early was that they did a special Halloween overlay of Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it kind of a scary Space Mountain.
Scare Space Mountain. Okay.
Yeah, where they have ghosts inside that try to attack your roller coaster car.
okay.
We wanted to get early to ride that and get fast passes, which is a system where you can get a ticket at the ride to come back at a later time, and you don't have to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little easier.
So you get parked early, and you run for 2 hours getting all the passes, then you take your time going to ride the rides.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to wait an hour and a half to 2 hours for just.
I think Universal has something similar, because I think we got it because we were staying at a hotel on site, mm-hmm. but you could buy the fast passes at Universal Studios in Florida, and jump to the head of line all the time, and yeah. I think they were like another extra $30 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of that too. The Disneyland and Disney World has them too, and it's a free service, so you just use your park ticket to get the passes, but they do on popular rides, they'll run out early. So by noon or 3 o'clock, you're not going to be able to get any more fast passes.
Yeah.
So if you come late in the day, you're kind of dead.
You guys didn't ride any roller coasters that have those harnesses on the shoulders?
There's one in California Adventure, the Disneyland's sister park.
Oh, okay. That's what you guys.
It has a loop. There's a California law that says that you have to have harnesses on any upside down ride.
Yeah.
So you don't fall out if you get stuck.
But you know, that's usually a problem with some bears, right?
You know, it is, and a lot of people have problems in other theme areas, theme parks, like Six Flags, but they don't have a problem at Disneyland, because Disneyland designs things for bigger people.
Mm-hmm. They designed it just for big people. I have friends who are like that, who, you know, go through the line with us for about an hour and a half, and then end up just crossing, you know, just because they can't ride the ride because it's just too big.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's big. I mean, yeah.
No, you can get big guys on pretty much anything at Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
You can even get them in the teacups and Dumbo.
Oh, okay.
Right after they get done eating lunch at the Bear Lodge.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us about how you guys organized. Did you do this through the website, through Bear Buzz?
No, this is organized through a larger group, Gay Days Anaheim.
I see, okay.
They organize all of the events.
Oh, even the bear ones, huh? Okay.
Yeah, well, the bears kind of participate.
Ah, I see, okay. Oh, that is awesome. Well, I guess that's our segue, Ray. To the website, that's right. It's Bear Buzz, from bearbuzz.net.
Bearbuzz.net, yep.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about it. And how do you call yourself on this project? You're the operator, president, fearless leader, what?
Pretty much everything else. I title myself the event coordinator, so I don't sound too high and mighty. but basically, yeah, I help different clubs and organizations here in Southern California work on their events and promote them through the website.
Ah, okay. That's mainly what it does. Okay, so what got you started with Bear Buzz?
I've been doing web design for a long time, and I wanted to do a website that was not just a chat site, but more about the social activities that people were doing. Part of it is that, you know, living in Orange County, we don't have a big bear community here, so we have to reach out to each other without having, you know, bars and things, because we really don't have any bars out here.
Oh,
and
so really.
I wanted to use the site to be able to help promote, you know, different social things that people were doing that maybe you wouldn't know about otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And right now, the people are signing up. I saw Ray. Ray, you're in it. You already signed up, right?
Yep, I signed it up.
Mm-hmm. I haven't signed up yet, but because I just heard it from Ray. Oh, okay, then we'll have Brian to the show. Oh, okay. This is a website.
That's because you're a slacker, man.
I'm a slacker. Yes, I am. I'm bad. Yeah, so yeah, I should sign up and do some chatting with some people there. So it's a website where people can log in and you know, create a profile, have their own pictures. Is that how it is?
Right. It's got all the same features that, you know, most community websites have. You set up profiles, you can message and email other members of the site, and you can upload your pictures and describe yourself.
That's awesome.
Add people to your friends list and things like that.
Ah, okay. Must be something fresh. And this resides in your living room. No, kidding. It's really California based, right?
Right now it's California based. We're kind of testing it out and seeing what features people want before we start really advertising it nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Just so gay nude bear chat ideas. Live.
We don't do bear chatting, but we have an email system. So one of the advantages of this over some of the other sites is that you can keep all of your old messages and you don't have to remember what somebody was saying in the conversation.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So that's what primarily makes it different from the other chat sites.
Right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other stuff that you're going to implement? Right now, it's got email. It's got communities, calendars a bit, and it's got user profiles. And what else do you plan to add?
Well, the other things that we want to do is we want to make it more event-driven. So we have a calendar that's going to show essentially any event that anybody wants to post in the bear community, working with different bear clubs to post their activities and their events. And then you as a user can go in and see what events are in your area. Or if you're traveling, you can look at events in an area that you're not familiar with. And maybe you'll find out what clubs or what things are going on. Maybe there's a dinner night or there's a movie night or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing you can do is at the event, you can actually click a link that says, I'm attending this event. And then what will happen is at the event page, it'll show your picture at the bottom.
Oh,
so you can see all the people that are going to be attending that event.
That's right.
And then you can chat them up by events, not just by location.
That's right. So various. Oh, that's a good feature. That's really related to that event. Okay. So you're going to expand this to, I guess it's going to be expanded to bear runs, not only just simple gatherings. It's going to be bear run oriented too.
Right, it will be. And hopefully we can, work with some of the bigger bear events, so where you could even, buy your tickets in advance right on our site.
Oh, that's right. Then you can, you have to strike a deal with that bear group. Yeah.
Right. Right now we worked with a local bar and grill here that does a bear night. And what we have on the website is we have a 20% dinner coupon.
Oh, there you go.
The site. So they can, if you're going to that event, you can print out the coupon and get a discount on your meal.
That's cool.
And that's been a really good incentive to get the bears in.
Yeah. In Houston area, bears, where we Ray and I are in, we have cards. We have those membership cards, and we can go to the bathhouse and get a discount. Ah, there you go.
Mayor can go to the bathhouse. I'll go to the bathhouse.
That's right. You should get a bathhouse discount somehow, Brian. What do you think?
Yeah, there are no bathhouses in Orange County.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. Sounds like we know what Orange County needs.
Yeah.
It's gay bar, a bathhouse.
There you go. That's what you're going to need. Okay, so is it like you have a team of people, of bloggers, or a team of people helping you out? Or is it a group of friends, you doing this? Or is it just Brian and yourself?
It's mostly a group of friends. But I've got one friend of mine who's helping me with the merchandise. What's nice is he... actually has a factory that does embroidery on t-shirts.
Oh.
So what we want to do is offer people that are making t-shirts or hats for their clubs is I've noticed a lot of people use these sort of online, on-demand t-shirt printing, which can be really expensive. And what we want to offer is higher quality embroidered shirts at a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we're, helping the gay community itself, rather than going through, some stranger on the internet.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have any beneficiaries or any charity that you guys are planning to have? Or
we are, and what we want to do is we want to work with the clubs at what charities they want. One thing that we're trying not to do is we don't want to be like a club.
Okay.
Because we're not the source of all these events. We're just helping promote the events. So... the various clubs in Southern California, OC Bears, Bears LA, they're going to have charity events that they're sponsoring. But as we get more people involved and more clubs involved, we're going to have better contacts with those charities because we'll already know them through a different club.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you guys are working with clubs, because it is hard to do a... any kind of charity. You might as well work with an existing club, and it's really less of a headache, I should say, honestly, because that's sometimes our club here in Houston sometimes get busy with, and it becomes it drains people sometimes. I'll be honest, Ray, sometimes it's draining for some people to do lots of charity work, but it's hard work, and that's why we need fresh people and people with new ideas and helping out. And yeah, I guess the website Bear Buzz would be a great a channel for these clubs to help out. Yeah,
we're hoping to.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anything else that Ray, you have any more?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I need to sign up. I need to sign up very soon. Yeah, that's right. So everybody out there, check out the website bearbuzz.net. Get your gear on and join the Show Me Bears from St. Louis, Missouri on November 12 to 15 for Hibernation. With an all-stars theme, the event offers many great activities and events for bears and bear lovers alike. So if you're into sports or sports gear or just hanging out with the hot bears from around the world, come to St. Louis, Missouri for Hibernation. Visit showmebears.org for more information.
And feedback is feedback. Email me with your ideas and what you like in a bear site website and what you haven't liked in the past, and we'll try really hard to put those features onto the website.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Brian, can organizations that want to post events that they got going on, they just contact you through the website, or how do they do that?
They can. There's two ways they can do it. Is they can just send an email with their event at events@bearbuzz.net, and if they just email the details, we'll post it on the site.
Okay.
Or if they want to have better control of it, they just need to contact me through either help@bearbuzz.net or events@bearbuzz.net and ask for a special account, and I can set up a special user account for them where they can directly post events onto the site.
I see. Okay. Yeah, it's easier that way. It's so good to be a programmer too, you know. You can do anything you want with the website. But yeah, it's great work. Congratulations on getting the website out.
Thank you.
How about talking shit about Tyler? What do you have? What shit?
Yeah, what dirt?
What dirt do you have on him? Okay. Like, did he?
Do you have any blackmail photos I can borrow?
Yeah, Tyler used to have a twin that he killed in his youth.
No. Oh, okay. He took his identity or something. Okay.
Yeah, he took his identity. His real name isn't Tyler. It's Marianne.
Marianne.
Tyler's
after
the operation name.
Oh, my gosh. He's a post-op. I didn't know.
Well, that explains a lot now.
Okay. That's awesome. So how about you? Okay, you chat a lot in – well, the website keeps you busy now. And – Is that where you usually chat now, I guess?
With the local friends, yeah.
With local friends?
As I said, it's really just a local, you know, Orange County site.
I see.
Right now, that's what most of the members. We have a few members who are scattered throughout the country, and we have a few events, you know, in different states. And we actually have one event in Canada that's listed on our site. But for the most part, it's Orange County-based. We're going to push some new features in the next couple of months, and try to do a big launch in like the first quarter, January, February.
Oh, so it's the beginning of the year you guys are going to do them. Okay.
Trust me, yeah. I understand how hard it is to launch a damn website.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so we're, you know, if you look at the website, it says beta, and it's really not beta. It just says that because, you know, it's so small right now. But
yeah.
It's fully featured. Everything works so far. I haven't really gotten any bug reports from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want to make sure all that stuff is working correctly before we can release it. And we want to get some feedback on what people want to build into it. You know, I don't want to put a lot of effort into adding, you know, a certain feature if nobody really cares about it.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's always good to have feedback from
And see, Matt, now you have somewhere else to go post Bearwatch stuff.
That's right.
Maybe we can get a whole bunch of Orange County
there you go.
To Texas.
Well, that'd be great.
You're going to be my friend, Brian. You're going to have to – I'm going to have to advertise our bear event this coming next year in May. And Yeah, because they just made me marketing – what do you call it?
You volunteered.
I volunteered. Well, that's how it is in the bear clubs. You have to.
Well, let me know if you guys need any merchandise that you want to.
Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have a logo, kind of what we're thinking is do a logo on the pocket patch sort of thing. You know, maybe a 2-inch logo there, and then what we can do is we can put like Bear Buzz on the sleeve or on the back of the of the neck, and you guys can have your logo on the front.
Ah, okay.
And we'll give you a really good price on the the shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, appreciate it. Thanks. Okay. I guess that's it. We're running out of time, and thank you so much, Brian, for joining us. It's awesome to get you in the show, and I was kind of excited that Tyler talked about you guys and Ray, and then oh really, we should have him in the show. Yeah, we should have Bear Bus. We can talk about it. So yeah, I hope. How many users do you guys have now? Right now,
We have about maybe between 100 and 200.
There you go.
Maybe.
Wow, it's growing. Next thing you know, it's going to be 10,000 or something.
Well. I'm afraid.
You're afraid.
We get about maybe 4 or 5 members, maybe new members a week, mm-hmm. maybe more than that. Just depends on off and on.
Awesome. All right. So yeah, good luck on the website, and we'll keep in touch. You know about the, you know, the bear event we're going to talk about. Yeah, we're going to do that next time. Okay. All right. Okay. So thank you very much, Brian. And
thanks, Brian, for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. All right. So that was Brian from Bear Buzz. Yeah. So
Bear Buzz.
You know, it's nice to have fresh websites like that people can check it out. And
we need to create a website called Furry Berry Wolf.
Furry Berry Wolf.
Furry Berry Wolf.
Now that will be misconstrued by people that it's a furry site, don't you think?
Furry Bear Wolf.
Furry Bear Wolf.
I was just making a joke about all the different bear site names, because they're all about taking up. There's not too many you can do anymore.
Yeah, anything with the bear. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so, well, let me see. Well, with that website, I have to sign up. I have to sign up soon, too. Too bad. We could have spoiled him what happened to Matt Parkman. No, actually, he wasn't listening to the first part of the show, so... Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that.
There was no Matt
Parkman this time. I keep saying Mark.
It was... I don't know. Tonight's episode is just like...
Yeah, it's a really just a
I mean,
filler.
The best thing was the very end of it. Mm-hmm. So this is a spoiler alert. Siler's back.
Siler. That's right. What's going to happen now? So that mother was really a bitch.
Did you see the previews for next week?
Oh my god, lesbo action! Woohoo, lesbo mania!
We'll get a little lesbian boredom on there.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's right, lesbian action. I was surprised, I was screaming, oh my god, I was doing that, we're just watching it. And
But I'll say who the lesbian action is.
No, we're not going to say.
Everybody take a wild guess.
If they've been following it, then they should know. They should know by now. Okay, so we're not talking about that. I want to talk about what we watched last weekend. How about a weekend update now? We're going to do a weekend update now. Okay. So, Friday, what happened Friday? Nothing really.
Friday, I watched Stargate Universe.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I saw that. It's really good.
Looks like it's going to be an interesting little show. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that the show will be a little darker. Yeah. The other Stargate. I'm hoping they pull some of the writers off BSG and put on there.
Okay, speaking of such, okay, this is what I can say about it, okay? Stargate Universe is like BSG because of the professor screwing them all up. You know,
Marianne,
because Skip. You know, and what else? It's like a Voyager because they're lost in space, and it's like Stargate Atlantis because you know, they're it's a one way ticket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a one way ticket to the Stargate.
At least the first season.
Yeah, the first season was. Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of like the way they ended it. It's really awesome, and. I can't wait for next week, yeah. Looking for that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Now, how about the movie we watched yesterday after the beer bust?
Oh, Surrogates.
Surrogates. Oh, my God. I'm going to have a field day on this topic.
That was quite the interesting little movie. I've been kind of thinking about that movie all day.
Yes. Actually, it's starring Bruce Willis. And some people, you know, really consider him as a hot bear.
Well, he used to be a hot bear. He's just kind of skinny old man now. But
yeah, kind of. Yeah, he is a little. But I remember before in his moonlighting days. Oh my god, makes me feel old. Yeah,
it's, back when he had hair. Well, you know, we all used to have hair at one point, but.
Yeah, when he had lots of hair. Yeah, okay, so what's Surrogates about? It's about, you know, robots being controlled by humans roaming around the Earth, living their everyday lives. So they just...
It's basically everybody comes couch potatoes and never leaves their house, and they send their robot surrogate to go do everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, and they, you know, they could be... They could be fully bearded hot bears lying down, and they're having their twinks run around the city. So,
yeah. Well, see, that's the whole thing. That, you know, you got all these hot-looking surrogates running around, and then they'd flash back and show the actual
controller.
Humans, mm-hmm. And they were nothing. I mean, they were sometimes nothing like what their surrogate was.
Yeah.
It was kind of a fantasy. It was almost like playing WoW in real life.
It's like playing Second Life. Yeah, and WoW, like WoW. Well, it's more like Second Life, because it's like...
It's a real game. It's life. There are less consequences because you really can't die.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can go out there and kill another surrogate. Well, you just tore a robot up, and it has to be replaced.
Yeah,
I mean, there's things that you could do and stuff, but it was a very interesting concept of what they did. That mm-hmm. If that happened, I mean, I could really see that happening. I mean, one of the characters in the thing was this. Girl, and she was killed. And in the movie, they find this way to kill the surrogate and the host at the same time. But one of the people was a girl, and she was out dancing all these hot guys and getting it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went and showed the body of the host, it was a big old fat man.
Yeah, it's a big bear.
It's a big old bear.
Oh, it's a chub, actually.
You know, it's like, you know. And it's just like one of those things. I mean, they kept showing people out of the chairs and stuff, but it's like, you know, if you sit in that chair, in the surrogate chair where they put you in to control the robot, it's like you're getting no physical activity at all.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody should have been overweight, if nothing else. That's my only beef with the story, because, you know, you sit in a place for so long.
You could get atrophied. Your muscles would...
get atrophied, and you just... Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sitting there eating and not doing anything physical. You're just using your mind, and... You turn into Mojo from, you know, the alternate universe.
I think that's why they're taking some kind of pills. Don't you think that's to prevent atrophy?
Well, not that she was taking those pills because they'd lost their child.
Oh, okay.
And they were all antidepressants and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
and painkillers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting concept, though. Okay, so, Ray, let me ask you. If you're going to be that, would you like... to have a surrogate that is exactly like you, or would you have it another form?
It would be similar to me, except he'd be some big old muscle bear.
I knew it.
You know, but see, that's the other thing. It's like, I could see doing that, but I'm like, I still would have to, I don't know if I, could I get, would I get lost in the fantasy of it? I mean, would I literally sit here in my recliner robot chair and have my robot doing everything and never leave this house?
Yeah. You're supposed...
I don't know if I could do that. I mean,
you're supposed to sense what they're sensing, right? Or...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. You can get a fully loaded option. It's just like you're there.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you're in a house, you're in a chair, and you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time these people were disconnecting were to go to the bathroom.
That's right. Or if you're going to eat. At least you need to eat.
Well, I don't know if there some of them were even doing that. But, I mean, most of them are just like, it's a whole deal. Well, like the bars. All the bars, they were robots. So nobody was drinking.
That's right. They're just plugging in, I guess. No, they're just all dancing.
They're all dancing and stuff. So it was very weird. It's just like, well, how does this change the economy? I mean, it changes the people buying all these robots. But,
yeah.
I mean, people are not going out to eat. They were buying clothes because all the surrogates seemed to be very well dressed, very hot, masked. I mean, that's the whole thing about the thing. There were no ugly surrogates.
There
I mean,
no,
they
yeah.
were either mm-hmm. very alternative looking
mm-hmm.
or very hot looking, and that was the thing. You know, you had these very hot surrogates, and then they showed you the real person, and they might have been like 60 or 70 years old.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, if you, and just in case you get into an accident, you get a loaner.
to get alarmed.
Yeah, that's so. Right. So, okay. If I'm gonna have a surrogate, yeah, I would do it. I would do it, but it's gonna be a bear, a big muscle bear. Well, big, chubby, stocky bear. Not very muscly, but somebody like, or what is his name? Somebody who looks like Venice Cub, for example. I would have a surrogate of Venice Cub running
Venice
around.
Venice Cub could be your surrogate.
Yeah, and then he's gonna run around, go to bear runs. And, you know, just go to Barons and meet guys and, you know, talk to guys and, I don't know, go to the bathhouse. But, yeah, it should be fun, you know, just having a surrogate of your own. But that's what happens if you can get somebody who's a bear or whoever you can control, right? So,
yeah.
It's really just
my favorite line from Bruce Willis was to some chick that was a lawyer, and she had this really hot, sexy body, and he said, "I don't know who you are. You could be a fat old man sitting there with his pecker hanging out," you know, which I thought was funny as hell. But it's very interesting. It's a very interesting concept. It's not so. I mean, I can understand. You know, I'd much rather have a robot assistant that look like some of the surrogates to do stuff for me than be a surrogate, than be a robot, I think.
Yeah.
Or do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I could see the advantage of it, too. I mean, doing some of the jobs that need to be done, I mean, it'd be a lot safer.
And they're all strong. They can do a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, they're all like robots. So they can, you know, jump three times as high as a human being.
But I wonder if they really do have sex. They didn't show that part.
Well, they kind of implemented that they were
making
out, sex, mm-hmm. making out, and
just making out.
That sex was possible. So,
Wow, that's interesting. Wow, surrogates. But the problem is, you'll be disconnected from humanity and what you want to be, or what you. I mean, yeah. What you know. You'll
that's ultimately what the movie's about. Yeah. I mean, humanity got disconnected from itself.
Yeah,
it became a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're living a fantasy, you cannot. You can't be really living. So
yeah,
I mean, when you lose those consequences of getting hurt or, you know, being responsible for your actions and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's pretty sick. It's a good concept. It may not be a favorite for some people. I heard some people didn't like it, but I liked it. I liked it because of the concept. You know, because of original thinking. If I should say so. So yeah. Anyway, okay, how about some comments? I actually have an email from Ron. Yeah, and I should thank all those people like Ron and who else? Johnny? Yeah, Johnny who commented on my pictures. And somebody else emailed me. Oh, Anthony from Chicago. Thank you for messaging me because of the hurricane in the Philippines. Everybody's safe. My family is safe. I've been talking to my sister. She's been emailing me. And it's a good thing the second storm did not hit Manila this time. It really hit Manila. It's very bad. And it's really sad that I have friends there who lost, not really lost their houses, but they have their houses submerged. And they had all mud. All those mud in there. They have to clean up a lot. And it's really sad. And there are some relief efforts that's being done. But the good news is my sister, my family, her family there, they're all safe. So I'm glad. And yeah, so thanks to all the people who emailed me. And Twitter too. Okay, so how about an email from Ron? This is about Greg Grunberg. Okay, he said, "I just saw an ad for a show called Celebrity Ghost Stories, scheduled to be on the Bio Channel, Saturday, October 10th at 10 p.m. So yeah, they're gonna have they're gonna include Greg Grunberg. Is gonna be talking about his ghost stories. If you've seen a ghost already, you know. Well, I'd like to see him in a non-heroes and non-commercial.
Oh, just drop a minute. You want to see him in the centerfold?
Do. That's right. I do. I want to take off his clothes. I've been twittering about it. Okay, time to see Greg Grunberg in the nude again. No, but that didn't work in Twitter. So, oh well. I try. We always try. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, what are you planning this week?
Work.
How about the weekend? Are you going camping?
No.
No, you don't want to go camping?
No, I'm not going. Is it Back to the Woods this weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if it's this weekend. Yeah, it is this
weekend. Yes, this weekend. No, I'm not going. The funds are tight. Mm-hmm. And since nobody won't even give us a comment, I know they're not going to give us any money to go to Bear Pit. So.
Yeah. That's really sad. Okay, there's going to be a Fall Fur Fest on the weekend of November 7th, I think. Yeah, November 7th. The weekend of November 7th in Rainbow Ranch.
That's right.
I think that's what they're thinking. They're thinking, our friends are thinking of going for camping. But if it's going to be Fall Fur Fest, that'll be fun. Should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so this weekend, what are we going to...
Oh, and by the way... just so you know, you're Gary's. You're going to be his houseboy for 2 weeks. We worked out a deal, so just to let you know, he'll probably be contacting you about
oh,
that.
Oh, shit. What did you guys do? Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'll find out later off the air.
Yeah, we worked it out on Twitter, so, you know, it's all good.
Oh.
Gary will contact you and let you know what's going on.
Oh, Gary from Erie. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Gary. Okay, so I guess we're going to... Oh, before we go... how about some shout-outs? I want to do some shout-outs with our friends. Well, new friends, actually, who we met yesterday at the Beer Bust. Clint and Jamie, who just moved from Austin. And
they moved down here? I didn't realize they moved down here. I thought they were just visiting.
No, I think they really moved. They really moved. Okay. And Patrick and Jody. I got to meet Patrick. He said he was telling me he wanted to do something on one Fall Fur Fest in Rainbow Ranch. They wanted to go camping somewhere nearby, not too far, not too near, but somewhere in the middle. So they found our video of a Fall Fur Fest a couple of years ago, and so that's a good event. So I think they're going to the Fall Fur Fest this coming November 7th. So good for them. So yeah, Patrick Joy. How long have you met? Have you known them?
Just recently, since they joined HAB.
Ah, okay, cool. All right.
So I was just talking to. I think I've talked to Patrick more than I've talked to.
Didn't you say they look like the Bears, Cameron and Mitchell?
Yes, I talked to them about that Sunday at the Beer Bus. I was like, you know, I got a perfect little role for the two of y'all to do.
You need the baby hair. You're going to have a baby. So,
but yes, they look like the Bear couple from...
From Modern Family.
Modern Family, so...
Yeah. They do look like them, yeah. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Send us your emails, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or email us at raffle@bearpodcast.com.
For the raffle of Amber Benson's signed book, Death's
right,
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, and I've read the book. It's actually a good book. It's a little girly for me.
Really?
I mean, it's okay. Well, you know, they're talking a lot about fashion stuff, and I'm not too that much into fashion stuff. But, I mean, I get where she's coming from. She's trying to make it cute and funny and stuff. But I like the book. It kept me occupied. I stood up late last night trying to finish it up because I didn't want to put it down. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
It kept my attention, yeah. I mean, I couldn't sleep too well, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to read this damn book. When I get done with this book, I'm going to bed and make myself go to sleep. So
yeah.
I read the last three chapters of the book and went to bed. So.
I wish you had an audiobook. How about an audiobook? That'd be nice.
Right. Oh, I'm sure one day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can contact her and say, hey, we'll do the audio version. I'll be Daniel. You can be Calliope.
Oh, okay. Help me. Oh. Okay. All right. So voicemail line, Ray. Come on.
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. Leave us a voice message. Give us a little ringy-dingy.
Ringy-dingy, yeah. Give us a call. It would be nice to hear from you. And don't forget to go to bearbuzz.net and get an account and meet some bears there, yeah. And subscribe via iTunes. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, don't have much Facebook. And I don't know if we have a fan page. Yeah, I should set up a fan page. It's just a community, I think, that I made. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Okay.